Throughout our lives, how often have we been told that it's okay to take the time to nurture ourselves? For many of us, not very often. Even the thought of self-nurturing may bring about feelings of guilt, shame, or weakness. Some of us may have spent much of our lives serving the needs of others, and in doing so, neglecting ourselves, myself included. After I graduated from college, I returned home for a couple of years to take care of my grandfather who had Parkinson's. I will cherish that time with my grandfather, always. But in looking back, it was rare that I took time to seek nourishment and happiness for myself. Because when I did, I felt guilty, even though I did feel better. The end result was I became depressed, angry, and resentful. Has there been a time in your life where you gave so much of yourself it left you feeling depleted? It could have been a brief moment, or it could have occurred over a span of time. Take a moment to slowly close your eyes and drift back to a time where you felt depleted, and simply witness and observe. What was happening? How were you affected? You may now release that moment or period of time by taking a deep breath in and exhaling out, releasing any thoughts or feelings surrounding that time. Let's take one more breath in and exhale out, remaining with your eyes closed. Now, think of a moment where you felt infinite peace and unbounded joy. What were you doing? Who were you with, if anyone? How did you feel? How did you act? Go ahead and open your eyes, but notice how you feel in the present moment. Perhaps you feel some peace, some joy. Perhaps you feel a lightness in your body. Whatever it was that you brought forth in your mind was a memory of something nourishing. And that is what we need to invite back into our daily lives. Think about what you do for people you love. You support them. You do things that make them happy. Your love is unconditional. The bigger question is, what do you do for yourself? There is a constant and beautiful flow of energy between ourselves and the world around us. It happens through a natural exchange of giving and receiving. If our energy and attention is focused only on giving, we begin to suffer from depletion. We are then left with nothing to give others, including ourselves. Think about a river that flows, its cool waters perpetually giving and receiving life. In contrast, think about a river that has become blocked. It becomes stagnant, and its life force begins to diminish. Like the river that flows, we must awaken this intrinsic flow of the universe within us by not only giving, but receiving the abundance of the universe in whatever form you desire. The mantra for the law of giving and receiving is Om Vardhanam Namah. Om Vardhanam Namah, which states, I am the nourisher of the universe, and the universe nourishes me. Let's put this into practice. Take a few moments to settle in a comfortable position. When you're comfortable, gently close your eyes and begin focusing on your breath, noticing the subtle inhalations and exhalations. Now go ahead and slowly begin to silently repeat the mantra, Om Vardhanam Namah. Om Vardhanam Namah. Vardhanam Namah. I am the nourisher of the universe, and the universe nourishes me. You may release the mantra and gently begin to bring your attention back to your breath. We have now set the intention for self-love and nourishment. All we need is to place the special attention on integrating more nourishing activities into our daily lives. Thank you for sharing this meditation with me today. And on behalf of Dr. Deepak Chopra, Dr. David Simon, and David G., this is Rochelle Williams coming to you from the Chopra Center for Well-Being, wishing you peace and happiness on your life's journey.